Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 10th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg described in a blog post his vision for a better planet, which involves technology that Facebook happens to be actively developing. Zuckerberg predicts phones will remain the main platform for most of the decade, but augmented reality could help people connect to each other better. He says virtual reality will help issues like the housing crisis by letting people work from anywhere. And on the issue of privacy, smaller online groups could make people feel heard again. Zuckerberg didn't directly address Libra or Facebook's smart screen portal directly. Facebook also started offering test access to its desktop redesign to some users. This is something it first announced last April. The new look is less cluttered and uses brighter icons and an optional dark mode. Test users will see a pop-up inviting them to what the company calls the new Facebook, with an option to switch back to the older standard look if they so choose. Facebook is asking for feedback on the new design. Mozilla is warning Firefox 72 users to update their browser to 72.0.1 after Chinese security company Qihoo 360 found a vulnerability that lets hackers exploit targeted attacks against users by allowing malicious JavaScript to run outside the browser on the host computer. Mozilla patched a separate critical flaw in Firefox 72 earlier this week. A former Microsoft contractor working in Beijing tells The Guardian that a grading program to transcribe and vet audio from Skype and Cortana, which was first reported by Vice in August, ran for years with no security measures, according to the contractor. The contractor says he reviewed thousands of potentially sensitive recordings on his personal laptop for 2 years, accessed through a web app in Google's Chrome over the Chinese internet. The contractor also says both usernames and passwords were emailed to new contractors in plain text and shared between multiple contractors to make logins easier. Microsoft says it has ended that program and moved human grading into secure facilities outside of China. Scooter rental company Lime tells Axios it's laying off about 14% of its workforce, about 100 employees total, and closing down operations in 12 markets. Lime suspended operations and laid off workers in St. Louis in late 2018, but the company says it does plan to continue to expand to new markets this year. According to a Pew Research Center survey conducted June 3rd through the 17th, 2019, 1 in 5 U.S. adults say they regularly wear a smartwatch or fitness tracker. 31% of people in the U.S. are living in households earning $75,000 or more annually say they wear one on a regular basis, compared with 12% of those with annual income below $30,000. 25% of women say they regularly use these devices, compared to 18% of men. Hispanic and Black adults are also more likely than Caucasian adults to wear a fitness tracker at 26%, 23%, and 20%, respectively. Korean news site AJU News posted a leaked image it says is from an official private Samsung presentation at CES. The image shows the word Bloom next to what appears to be a prototype of the upcoming Galaxy Fold 2. Rumors point to the Fold 2 opening like a clamshell phone rather than folding along a vertical hinge like the first Fold. The Fold 2 should debut next month at Samsung's Unpacked event on February 11th. Masimo Corporation, which develops signal processing technology for healthcare monitors, and its spin-off Circacor Laboratories Incorporated, are suing Apple, accusing Apple of stealing trade secrets and improperly using Masimo's inventions in the Apple Watch. The lawsuit claims Apple got secret information during what Masimo thought was a working relationship back in 2013, and then Apple is accused of hiring away key employees. 10 patents in question of infringement include methods to measure oxygen levels in the blood, heart, and heart rate using light emitters and detectors. The company seeks to block further use of patented technology in the Apple Watch 4 and 5, return of confidential information, and unspecified damages. Finally, at CES, Panasonic shows off a concept virtual reality headset that looks like goggles and hopes to feel like wearing eyeglasses. It has a lightweight body, so that it does not include a headband, and uses micro OLED panels that support ultra-high-def HDR. The Verge said it tried it, and it didn't feel stable when you tilted your head forward, but otherwise was lightweight. The image was a small square with a more limited field of view than current VR headsets usually have, but was high resolution with no screen door effect. Panasonic is aiming the development of the glasses at the commercial, not the consumer market. Think arcades more than home use. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.